Army psychiatrist Major Jeffrey Grammer spent a year in Iraq helping soldiers cope with combat. Grammer himself was shot at.
It was one of those times where you sit there and you say, I can't believe this is happening to me. I don't have any other choice but to kind of wall this off and move on and attend to the mission at hand.
Numerous studies have been conducted about the effects of war, including rates of alcoholism and post-traumatic stress syndrome, notably after Vietnam. But to date, experts say there's been no analysis by the U.S. military of the impact of deployments on the use of mental health services by returning soldiers. Military officials say they want to know that information so they can make sure there are adequate resources. Dr. Charles Hogue of Walter Reed Army Institute of Research in Silver Spring, Maryland, and colleagues conducted a study to determine the relationship between deployment to Iraq and Afghanistan and mental health care use during the first year after soldiers return home.
The study shows that soldiers who are returning from Iraq, that a higher percentage of those soldiers report mental health concerns and use mental health services when they get home from Iraq compared to soldiers who are returning from deployment to Afghanistan or other locations.
Hogan colleagues at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research studied about 300,000 military service members who returned home from Iraq, Afghanistan, and other deployment locations between 2003 and 2004. Overall, 19% of soldiers and Marines who returned from Iraq displayed signs of depression or other mental health concerns, compared with 11% for Afghanistan and 8% for other locations. Hogue says he found that exposure to combat situations were most likely to cause the greatest distress, with Iraqi veterans using inpatient and outpatient mental health services at higher rates than those deployed to other locations.
The most important finding of the study, though, is that most of the services that soldiers are receiving, the mental health services, they're coming in to get care early, within the first 2 months, particularly of returning home. And this is very encouraging.
Hogue says early treatment makes a big difference in the recovery of mental health. So Hogue says the military is encouraging U.S. soldiers who need help to get mental health assistance as soon as possible. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.